everybody. My name is Aurelius Brooks, and this is the Brooks Podcast. So today, I'm going to be talking with my mother. How are you doing today, Mom?
I'm great. How are you?
She is the unicorn. What is it called?
Unicorn beauty.
Oh, that was it?
I thought we might have lost our signal because we are...
Oh, no. We're
there is no signal.
Yeah, well, there's no signal where we're at. Yeah. But,
Let's see. About you out of car.
She's sleeping. Mm. But,
Yawn.
But what is it called?
It's called...
The Unicorn Beauty Glam, something like that.
Something like that.
That's her podcast. She got it before me, but I know how to do some stuff.
Like to do.
Yeah.
They copy you and then they do it better.
Because I added music to mine, and...
And I didn't even know how to do that.
Exactly.
He will be showing me how to do that on mine.
But, yeah. So, Mom, what do you do?
Shirt says bankroll.
What do you do? Like, because I know you are entrepreneur slash mom slash football mom slash wife slash, I don't know, everything. Slash unicorn, that's what it was. And she loves unicorns. She has, like, unicorn everything. Like, everywhere.
Not everywhere. Not yet, but I will.
She has
unicorn.
She has unicorn, nails on right now, I think. But, yeah.
They're actually champagne, and they're,
See, I don't know.
You're a boy. You wouldn't. And okay. That's fine.
But,
God bless this guy. Let me scoot back some more. Oh, Lord, don't hit the Cadillac, sir. Don't hit the Cadillac.
So what do you do as an
don't
entrepreneur?
Don't hit the truck either. God bless you.
You know what? Since I can't hit the Cadillac, I'll hit the truck.
And if I can't hit the truck, then I'll hit the person. I won.
If I can't hit the person, I'll hit the tree. But, what do you, because I know you are a makeup artist.
I'm not a makeup artist. Oh. I just like makeup.
She loves makeup. She does it a lot, so I'm thinking she's a makeup artist. But, what do you do? We'll get right back to that. Bye. Okay. We left off at my mom talking about what she does, how she makes her income.
I didn't say anything about anything.
I know. I'm just saying what we're about to start on that topic.
We're about to go home, and I'm going to cook tacos, and I am not.
You will be talking
anything.
We'll do it in the car then. So, what do you do? Like all this red aspen. How do you keep it up? Like, how do you? Because I'm sure you have a lot of businesses you do stuff with, including your own with the Unicorn Beauty and credit repair business, all that stuff. So, how do you keep up with all that? Like, all the passwords, not the passwords, but you know what I mean. Like, how do you keep up with all that stuff? Do it all with, you know, your son, me, daddy, you know, taking care of everything, making sure we have dinner, clothes, and even for yourself, you know. And I'm grateful that, you know, you do that, and, you know, sometimes you don't have the time to do stuff for yourself, and you sacrifice for us, daddy and I. So, how do you, like, keep up with all that?
I am no one special, and I don't
you
really...
You are special, Mom.
It's like they don't realize there's an entire vehicle behind them that,
okay,
you know, maybe they could just, you know, walk on the sidewalk.
Or
we happen to have one in this neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay. So, what were you going to say?
I'm just being real.
Okay, what were you going to say?
That people should use the sidewalk.
Mom, seriously.
Not walk in the middle of the street.
Mom, what were you going to say? We're taking the mail now, so... We'll get back to it. But anyway, I'll talk to you about myself while she's going to check the mail and stuff. Excuse me. Look at keep burping, guys. And my throat issues. All that stuff. I got some Claritin. So, I mean, I should be good. So, my name is Aurelius Brooks. And I play football. I plan on playing basketball sometime. But I play football. Plan on playing basketball. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a producer. And I make music. All that stuff. I actually am working on my own clothing brand. You know, I'm getting some private label companies. You know, stuff like that. And I'm making websites. And I do make websites. And it's Fine Bakery. You should... Once we get the, you know, website out there and stuff like that, you should go, you know, look for them. Their stuff is awesome. They actually make some good stuff, some good sweets and stuff like that. So, yeah, you should totally check them out. You really should. But I made a website for them. We're still working on it. It's almost done. It's looking pretty good. So, beside that, I'm a music producer. My name is Brooks Beats with a Z at the end. It's not Brooks Beats with a Z at the end, but it has a Z at the end. But I make music. It's not a specific genre. Like, it's all genres. I use Loop Labs, Remix Live, I use a lot of stuff. I use DJ mix pads. I use, what's it called? Drum pad machine. I use a lot of stuff. And I literally started this. When did I start? It's been 2 years, right? Probably. Ever since Remix Live. So, we're in the car, so that's what you hear in the background. But, yeah. I do make music. I'm still learning. I don't even know what FX is or this. I know what a distortion pedal is, but I'm still learning how to use it. So I gotta look up some videos for that. Just been doing, you know, other stuff. And I have school, of course. So I've been, you know. And then I have a YouTube page. I forgot to mention that. I have a YouTube page. And it's called Aurelius Brooks. And I, you know, do vlogs with 432 Hertz Spirit Supplies and Unicorn Beauty. She has like four or five videos up there, right, Mom? Look for the Bored Unicorn. That's what it is. The Bored Unicorn. Look for that on YouTube and subscribe. Please support my mom. I have 32 subscribers, so I want her to have more than me. But, oh, there's a box here. Or
it's
where?
My, what you call it? My background.
Oh, no. So, oh, okay. She has a marble background, everybody. It looks so good. Yeah. We're pulling in now to the garage. I gotta get a lot of stuff out. But, yeah. And then, speaking of the... Oh, yeah, and I forgot to say, subscribe to 432 Hertz Spirit Supplies. Don't forget to do that. And then, make sure you subscribe to my channel. My friend Caden, he has a YouTube channel. It's called Caden Kitchens. And then,
it's called Pigeons.
Kitchens. Caden Kitchens. And then.
It's called something Pigeons. Like, what?
But, my other friend Danny, he has.
Oh, God. Oh, seven here. That is oil.
Yes. I mean, he literally just stepped in it like
well,
you didn't
I know,
care.
But I didn't do it on purpose, and I didn't realize.
Just like, what? But, okay, that's wrong. But, yeah. So, this is how I want my podcast. Now, let me go fix that. Oh, okay. This is how I want my podcast, showing that I have a life, I'm not professional, and all that stuff. So, and YouTube videos too. And I just want to show my lifestyle and stuff like that. You know, not personal stuff, like my social security number or something like that. But, you know what I mean. Like, I just got some new shoes, some new Georgia shoes. They're very comfortable. They're very comfortable. My mom wore them, like, for some time. Next thing, I play football for the Sharpsburg Stallions. I've played for the Fairburn Flames, the Brooks Bears, and... the Sharks are Stallions. And they're all, you know, decent teams. I just started with the Sharks Stallions this year, so I really want to see how that goes. And I am backup quarterback because, you know, I just got here, and the other quarterback, you know, he's been there for, like, some years. But, you know, I'm planning on working my way up to first string and being a boss like I already am. But if you do have Huddle, if anybody has Huddle, you can look up Aurelius Brooks on Huddle, and you can find me. And just, you know, follow, share, all that stuff. So, yeah. And more about football. My favorite team, of course, since I have Georgia Bulldogs shoes, I like the Georgia Bulldogs. I'm still, you know, a Falcons fan, you know. Still with the Rise Up team. But, yeah.
Get your water bottle. You can get your water bottle. It's on the
passenger side. Yes, ma'am. Stuff like that. And I was sick today. And I still did some stuff. I learned, like, a lot of stuff, though. I learned a lot of stuff. I got to see, you know, coach view, stuff like that. So, I got to see everybody. So, I'm not saying it's good to be sick. But whenever you get the chance, you know, just watch, you know. Just watch. And I was starting with this 14-year-old kid. And my parents, luckily, they taught me to say yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, all that stuff. And I said that to the 14-year-old guy. And he said, you gotta say yes, sir, no, sir, and stuff like that. And I said, well, I mean, my parents, you know, teach me to say yes, sir, yes, ma'am, stuff like that. So that just shows how good of parents I have. And I'm very grateful for that. So, yeah. That, and then, guys, my throat, but, yeah, I just really am grateful for, you know, what I have. I have a great house, great parents, and my mom has some.
I got these for your dad. Oh, like him. He said he wanted them.
Some Back to the Future glasses.
Mm-mm. Not Back to the Future, but don't touch them. I haven't.
They look so, like, funny but cool at the same time. They're these glasses that, they just look like regular, not glasses, but sunglasses. And, you know, he needs them because he's a truck driver and he has to look out, you know. Ooh, yeah. This. Man, it's not working. Anyway. I wanted to pop it, like, so bad.
But, you closed up the car and turned off all the lights?
Yes, ma'am. Mom, next episode is going to be about you, Mom.
Next what?
Episode is going to be about you. So get ready. Get your script ready. I'll tell you the questions that I'm going
to
ask.
You give me the questions.
Yeah. So you can know. Just so y'all know if y'all are new to podcasts, which y'all probably aren't. But, They're scripted. Just so everybody knows.
Yours is not scripted.
Mine's isn't scripted right now. Because this is my first one. I do stuff, like, right off the dome.
That's
so
good.
And, you know, sometimes if it's, like, stupid or something, don't do it. But, yeah.
This is Crystal. This is not even mine. They didn't deliver my stuff.
I was about to say it can't be that small. But,
Are you serious, though?
That always happens. Why did, have you tracked the order? See, I told y'all, I'll tell y'all lifestyle stuff. But, have you checked the order yet?
Where is my phone? Where is my phone?
I'm sorry.
Are both my phones still in the car? Can you
Let
go
me
get
go
them
see.
The
Look, you know, struggles, we bounce back. We bounce back in this family. The Brooks family, you know, never gives up, stuff like that. I'm not trying to sound like a cat poster or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, this family, if you're going to be a part of this family, don't give up and don't, you know, just, you know, do good and you'll be good. Or something like that. I don't know what he said. But, yeah. I just... Okay, going back to football. I didn't see them. I'll look for them, though. They're probably in here. But,
Oh,
Oh, okay. I play football, and it's really tiring. Like, very tiring. Like, football and school. I'm in the sixth grade. So, I have a lot of stuff. I have health. I have science. I have history. I have geography. I have math. I have language. I have spelling words and vocabulary. And I have some other stuff. And I have tests for, like, most of those. And reading. Yeah, I have reading. I took my reading test today. And, yeah. My mom's about to start making tacos. But, yeah. So, I just... It's very tiring, but I get some sleep because, like, on Wednesday, I took a nap. I was sleepy. Like, on Wednesdays, I usually take naps. On weekends, I usually take naps, stuff like that. On the days that Daddy's off or when Daddy comes home early or something like that, he takes naps, Mom.
I know.
Like, so I always have to be resting my body, drinking a lot of water because I play football. Stuff like that. And we're going to have a game versus Bill Art in Douglasville. So, it's like $5 for a ticket. The kids don't have to pay, of course. But, yeah. So, it's very tiring. I didn't play today. Like I said, I was sick. I learned a lot, though. And the coaches said, you know, I'm special. They need me, stuff like that. So, I think I'm the tallest on my team. And I'm... What do you have the water running
for? This is ridiculous. So I said, sorry it hasn't arrived. Give me a minute to check on this. It looks like you're eligible for a refund. We can credit it to your original payment. I want my package.
You should call him. I should call you. Anyway, guys, pray that my mom gets it. Because the marble thing looks very good. Not marble, marble. The marble background, it looks very good. And then, you know, go follow her Facebook, Instagram. Do you have Twitter? You don't use it, though. I only have Instagram. I'm not a fan of Facebook. But, and I don't think you are. Are you a fan of Facebook, Mom? I mean, it's not really a fan thing, but still. But, yeah, you can go follow me, AureliusBrooks07, on Instagram. Mom, are you okay?
No.
Okay, you just make the beef, and I'll do everything else. Because it's tacos! Oh, that. Okay. And I know you don't want to order it again, though.
Struggles.
But anyway. Mom, seriously, are you okay?
I'm fine. I mean, lots of things that are irritating, but nothing that...
I don't want to say I feel the same way as you, because I don't... Because, I mean, it hasn't happened to me before.
I know. All your packages get here, and if not, I make sure you get... I don't have a fairy god mom.
I just got Lego sets. That's why. I just got Lego sets.
I ordered a tapestry. This is garbage.
Why is it garbage?
It's the edges around it are pokey, like the paint coming up.
Oh.
Yeah. No longer safe.
Bye, Avengers. It was an Avengers cup. But, yeah.
Sorry.
I got it's
They're
it's
really
fine.
Not meant to be kept for as long as you kept it.
How... You kept it for some time. Wasn't it ever since we were, like, in that other house? In the house before this one?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh. But, yeah. I play football, and like I said, it's very tiring. And my mom's very tired because she has to take me all the way to Sharpsburg. And
I'll start with getting you to Fayetteville.
Getting me to Fayetteville, yes. Because I go to CQ. You can go follow them on Instagram. CQ Lab. They're a great school. Like, it's very comfortable. It's homeschool, stuff like that. So, it's very cool. It's not online. It's just, like, I don't know. But you can follow them on Instagram, stuff like that. So, yeah. She has to take me. First, we have to wake up at, like, 5 in the morning. then get to school by like 8 or something. And then, well, there are no tardies, but still. But, we have to get there. We have to go from, I'm not going to tell you where I live. But, yeah, we're going to go from where we live to Fayetteville to Sharpsburg to back to where we live. And that's a lot of gas. And that's a lot of driving. No, it's not even that. It's get up at 5, go to school, go to work, come back from work to go to school. I mean, to pick me up from school, then go to practice, then go back home, and then go to bed. Like, that's just what it is. That's the process every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. Oh, it didn't leave you. I see it. What does it say?
Is this the one it said delivered?
But,
no.
Yeah. It really does, like...
We went through this yesterday.
It is tiring. But, you know, I still work through it. I still, you know, do pretty good. You know, my plays, stuff like that. So, yeah. And then... Now, I was going to talk about school. See, I told you this is unscripted. I don't have any paper in front of... Mom, do I have any paper in front of me right now? Do I have notes or anything? I don't, literally. I'm telling the truth. I don't. This is unscripted, but, yeah. So, school, I said, like I said, it's C-cubed. It's very cool. A lot of my, some of my... friends from my old school at Rising Star come, like Caden Kitchens, go subscribe to him. So yeah, I'll put all the links, you know, in the description and stuff like that, so you can get it. But yeah, school is fun, it's comfortable, it's relaxing, but you still get your work done in a relaxing way. Like, because they have couches. They have 2 couches. They have desks. They have a movie theater room where you can sit in. Don't turn on the movie, of course. That's only in aftercare. We only get to do that. But we got to go outside. It used to be a house. It used to be my friend Raymond's house. And don't forget to follow Raymond Daniels on Instagram. I'll put that in the description, too. So, yeah. You get to, in aftercare, you get to bring your Legos. I bring mine, Raymond bring his, and then, only for, you know, a reason, you get to bring, like, and free time, you get to do, like, because I would study my plays in my free time, but I, you know, just do it in aftercare at home and in the car and stuff like that, so, yeah, that's what I do. I really just study my plays in aftercare. Like, because it's not, like, it's on Huddle. Like I said earlier today, follow me on Huddle if you haven't. But it's on Huddle. So, I only do it 3 times a day. And it's split out, like, from the morning. Oh, that's an airplane. I thought that was a garage. But from the morning to aftercare, to when I get in the car, to when I get back in the car after practice. Well, 4 then, but still, gotta fix up my math there. 4. And I do it for time, but it's not to where I get migraines, because I used to get migraines, and now I take Zazatrol, I'm playing. But I used to get migraines because I was on screens a lot, you know, stuff like that. And because I used to do homeschool, and that I was on a screen, like, I was on a computer 24/7, like, cause it was crazy. Because homework was on the computer, schooling was on the computer, outside time, of course, wasn't on a computer. But yeah, I mean, the only thing that was schooling that was off the computer was, like, it wasn't even field trips. Like, field trips were on the computer. And then you had to go to this website, and then they'd show you pictures and stuff. But the only thing that was, you know, learning and off the computer was the Georgia milestones, standardized testing, all that stuff. So, yeah. But yeah, that's how, you know, school has been for me. Now I'm going to talk about just my parents, and this will probably be the last thing I'm talking about because I'm, you know, I got to help my mom make dinner. So, I do my best to, you know, help my parents in any way. I actually, which I shouldn't do this, but I try to give them money because I do chores. I do chores. And, yeah. So, I do chores. And I see a lot of other kids. I'm like, what do you do when you get home? And they're like, I play video games. I'm like, do you study? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, yeah. And I, of course, I don't believe them. Because they said, you know, they play video games when they get home. So, this, you're obviously lying right now. But, yeah. So, a lot of people do that, and, you know, that's just their way of life. I come home, do my chores, eat dinner, have some playtime, and go to bed. And I have hair, of course. Everybody compliments me on my hair. And everybody says, you know, I love your dreads. I love the color in them. All that stuff. Who did your hair? All that stuff like that. And then a lot of people think I'm a girl. I'm just like, how? Like, because I'm wearing jeans and a boy shirt today. And someone said ladies, which, you know, just, I'm not, you know, saying anything mean about them. I'm just telling everybody, I am not a girl. If you've ever seen any of my profile pictures, I am not a girl. Like, how? Like, I know a lot of men have hair. A lot of men in the NFL have hair. And they, like, so they're longer than mine. Mine's just like half of my back. Like, if you pull it down, it's half of my back. It goes to the middle of my back. So, and then some of them, I've seen hair, like, at their butt, past their butt. So, I mean, and they still call them boys. So, I think it's just because I'm a kid and I have hair, and a lot of people say girls, girl, you know. So, and how tall am I, Mom? I'm just wondering. How tall are you, Mom?
4'11".
You're 4'11", you said? You're 4'11". And I'm 5'1"? 5'1", I think. Am I? I don't know. You know. I'm just glad to say that I'm taller than her. But
it's so stupid. So, they're just going to only have to give me a refund.
They can't give you the package?
Nope.
That's crazy. Why would you? Why? Why?
Because it's not a Amazon seller. But what I don't understand is how you can show something as delivered that did not get delivered. That's what I don't understand.
That's crazy. Like, wow. Just wow.
Flush. Good gosh. Did you take that Claritin?
No, ma'am. I sneeze away from the food of everybody. Just so y'all know. But, thank you. I do need to take that Claritin. Bad.
Anyway,
that was just a moment of silence. But, what was that talking about?
How are you gonna go ahead and heat up the taco shells?
I guess. Yeah, I'll just go ahead and heat up the taco shells. But, yeah, I try to help my mom in many ways. But we'll do another part of this episode because we're going on, like, I don't know how many minutes. What? We're about to be at 30 minutes. It's 28 minutes. So, yeah, we'll finish up. It's only, like, two topics, so it's going to be, like, 15 minutes the next time. So, thank you guys for listening for this long. I'm sure people, you know, won't listen for this long. They'll only do, like, 15 minutes of it. But, yeah. Everybody, thank you. This is my first podcast, so please like, follow, all that stuff. Please, 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 guys. I would love the support from you guys, all of, you know, my followers everywhere. Please share this and share the app. This was made, what is it called? Anchor? Anchor, yeah. It's made with Anchor. So please download the app to make your own podcast. So everything will be in the description. Everybody have a blessed day, a blessed life. And everybody, I will end off with a prayer every time. So Mom, will you pray with me?
My head is bowed in front of the stove.
Okay.
Can't close my eyes.
Oh, you don't have to close your eyes. You can just say it out loud with me. Just the one that I would say every night, okay?
Oh, the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father,
who art in heaven.
You gotta speak up.
Who art in heaven.
Hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come.
Thy will be done.
On earth.
As it is in heaven.
Give us this day.
Our daily bread.
And forgive us our trespasses.
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not.
Into temptation.
But deliver us from evil.
Rise his kingdom.
And the power.
And the glory.
Forever and ever.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody have a blessed night. God bless you. I love you guys. Bye.